live event coverage on RadioStPete.com.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day in St. Petersburg. I'd like to offer a heartfelt welcome to our donors, employees, volunteers, and distinguished guests to this historic event in the life of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic and the city of St. Petersburg as we break ground on our new women's residence. My name is Tim Koop, and I serve as chair of the board of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. While each of you is a special guest today, I'd like to specifically recognize our elected officials who've been good enough to join us this morning. Mayor Rick Kreisman. County Commissioner Pat Girard. County Commissioner Charlie Justice. And Stephanie Lavely from the office of Congressman David Jolly. Is there anyone I've missed? Sure there is. My apologies if so. Senator Bill Nelson was not able to attend, but sent a congratulatory letter applauding this expansion. He wrote, "When people don't have to worry about having a safe, affordable place to live, they are able to use their talent and time on things that benefit themselves, their family, and their community." And that's well said. I personally count it as a high honor to serve with the board of community leaders dedicated to the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. Having said that, would our board members please raise their hands so they can be recognized? While most of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic employees are on the job directly assisting our patients and clients, some of them were able to join us today. Would all the Free Clinic employees please raise their hand? For almost 45 years, the St. Petersburg Free Clinic has worked diligently to meet the basic unserved human needs of those who might otherwise fall through the cracks of existing systems and services. Our women's residence is just one of 8 programs that delivers food, shelter, health care, and a temporary helping hand towards independence for men, women, children, and families right here in our community. Our philosophy is one of compassion, respect for individual dignity, and personal accountability. Thank you for joining us here today and for your support of our mission as we seek to change lives with help and hope. And now, it is my distinct honor to introduce our mayor, the Honorable Rick Kreisman. Mr. Mayor.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, at City Hall, we like to say that we're building a city of opportunity where the sun shines on all who come to live, work, and play. But we can't do that alone. We need tractor trailers. Somebody obviously has heard me speak before. In all seriousness, we need good partners like the St. Petersburg Free Clinic that serve the many needs of our residents. The St. Petersburg Free Clinic has provided housing to the homeless, medical care and food for those in need for more than 45 years, and it has done so almost exclusively with private financial support and volunteerism. It is an extraordinary example of neighbor helping neighbor. And in our county, there are over 2,500 homeless women at any one time. The St. Petersburg Women's Residence, in existence since 1989, has been the only program of its kind supporting homeless women on their journey to self-sufficiency. We applaud this project, taking the Women's Residence bed capacity from 20 to 50. That's huge. One of the great joys of this job is to continually see the strength, the courage, and the generosity of so many of our citizens here in this great city. And it's a deep privilege for me to be here today as our community takes another step to care for one another and to move people from the streets to independence. And with that, I am pleased to introduce the Executive Director of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic, Beth Hacker.
I think I thought we'd have this many people. That's exciting. Creation, recreation, rebirth, resurrection, transformation. It's not often in our lives that we get to be part of those things. but we do today, each and every one of us here today. Today, and with the building of this residence for homeless women, you and I are privileged to be part of something much bigger than ourselves and something amazing, the creation of a building that will be a home and bring hope to hundreds of women for years to come. Each successful graduate of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic Women's Residence is a story of recreation, rebirth, and transformation. For women who may arrive broken, penniless, and homeless, this building will be a sanctuary and a place for them to create a new life and a new story with confidence and self-sufficiency. As most of you know, the Women's Residence is already a very, very successful program, with well over 70% of those who graduate the program moving on to self-sufficiency with income to support themselves. So we're not creating a new program. We're expanding something that we know already works here in our community. Given the significant challenges that women arrive with when they come up these steps, this statistic of success is nothing less than miraculous. It is a reflection of wonderful staff, volunteers, and a whole community of support that make that happen every day. Mostly, it's a reflection of the fearless and hard work of the women themselves. None of this would be possible without the support of our community. And as our mayor referenced earlier, well over 90% of the support for the women's residence and all the programs of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic come from private philanthropy. And many of you are represented right here. The buildings we're talking about, the building in the photograph, the rendering over there, would simply not be possible without the support of you and many others who couldn't be here with us today. Because we get well over 150, as many as 200 calls every month looking for shelter and looking to be in this program, and we're only able to accommodate two, three, maybe four in a month with a 20-bed facility, when the board looked at replacing these buildings and building a new facility, it really had to stop and think hard about whether merely replacing 20 beds was the right thing to do, or whether we ought to take that step up and add capacity to serve more. That was not an easy decision. Let me just say the money was not in hand. We are not somebody a bank would love to borrow, for us to come borrow for a 20-year time period. We give away most of what we do. So that revenue top line is all contributions. But we've had certain people enter the life of the free clinic that helped give us confidence to make this happen. Our board believed this was possible, and we stepped up to meet that need. There's one very special donor who has remained anonymous until today. And I'll embarrass him a little bit. I hope not too much. Over the last few years, he has provided significant support to us in other ways, in the health center, for instance. A little over a year ago, he learned about this project. He came over and had lunch here in this building with our nurse practitioner, who he was supporting, and with Cindy Burnham, the director of our program, Debbie Sokoloff, and I. And he heard about the dreams we had for this new program. As we walked back to his car, he said, "Well, you know, I probably ought to think about what I'm going to do for this program." And Debbie Sokoloff, being a good development director, said, "Let's go inside and talk." Well, he stepped up at that point, a very, very significant commitment, one that gave us the confidence to move forward and brought us to this day. It enabled us to call Lisa Wanamaker or Wanamaker Jensen and say, "Okay, let's get going." And it enabled us to talk to Mark Stocker of Hennessy and say, "Okay, I think this is really gonna be a reality." And our donor wanted to make sure his gift moved us along, and it has. So as we kept on going through the spring and the summer, he said, "Well, can we make this go any faster?" And help with an additional donation, as if he had not been already incredibly generous. All of that enabled us to move the timeline of this project to where it is today. So it is with great pleasure and joy that I announced to you today that the St. Petersburg Women's Residence will be named Virginia and David Bolin Women's Residence in memory of her.
The mayor, Christman, Mr. Baldwin, and other dignitaries have retreated now to the far end of the property here along 4th Avenue for the actual groundbreaking. A ceremonial pickaxe has been provided, and we have come to the end of this ceremony here, the groundbreaking ceremony for the Saving Grace Project of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic, providing food, shelter, and health care. The women's residence will be expanded in its new building from its present capacity of 20 beds to 50 beds. There is a rendering of the new building here on the property, and this ceremony was attended by about 100 local supporters of the free clinic and other dignitaries. You've been listening to live event coverage from RadioSt.Pete.com, the groundbreaking ceremony for the new women's residence of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. This program came to you live from downtown St. Petersburg. This is Joe Bordeaux returning you to our studio.